Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. This is the last section of page 7. And for those who like some of the behind-the-scenes information, this is the 8th episode I have recorded in one sitting. Recently, I decided to start posting these every single day because I realized that it was going to take a very long time just to get through the letter A. So episodes every day is what you've been seeing. I don't even know what episode this is. It's probably 27, somewhere around there. We're in the late 20s. All right, let's get into it. First word is, what does this say? Acciaccatura? No. Acciaccatura. 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 Sounds Italian. It is. Means crushing. This is a noun from circa 1819. A discordant note sounded with a principal note or chord and immediately released. So I'm assuming this is then musical. A discordant note sounded with a principal note or chord and immediately released. All you music nerds probably know what that is. Oh, have I forgotten to be saying hello, word nerds, at the beginning of these episodes? I think I have. I need to bring that back. Next word is accidents, or accidents. A-C-C-I-D-E-N-C-E. This is a noun from 15th century. A part of grammar that deals with inflections. So this is similar to, we recently read accent. I think that's related. So the etymology for this is Middle English from MF, I'm assuming that's Middle French, from the Latin accidentia, A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T-I-A, which is inflections of words, non-essential qualities. Next we have the word accident. This is a noun from 14th century, and by the way, since you now know that I've read 8 episodes in a row, you can kind of tell my voice is going. When I'm done with this, I'm going to have to go drink some water, and maybe some hot tea. 1A, an unforeseen and unplanned event or circumstance. 1B, lack of intention or necessity. Chance is a synonym, as in met by accident rather than by design. 2A, an unfortunate event resulting especially from carelessness or ignorance. 2B, an unexpected and medically important bodily event, especially when injurious, as in a cerebrovascular accident. 2C, an unexpected happening causing loss or injury, which is not due to any fault or misconduct on the part of the person injured, but for which legal relief may be sought. 2D, used euphemistically to refer to an involuntary act or instance of urination or defecation. Number 3, a non-essential property or quality of an entity or circumstance, as in the accident of nationality. Next we have accidental, first form of it, adjective from 14th century. 1, arising from extrinsic causes. Synonyms are incidental and non-essential. 2A, occurring unexpectedly or by chance. 2B, happening without intent or through carelessness, and often with unfortunate results. Accidentally spelled at the end T-A-L-L-Y or just T-L-Y are the adverb, and accidentalness is the noun. And we have some synonym information for this. The original word is accidental. There's also fortuitous, casual, and contingent. And those mean not amenable to planning or prediction. Accidental stresses chance, as in any resemblance to actual persons is entirely accidental. Fortuitous so strongly suggests chance that it often connotes entire absence of cause, as in a series of fortuitous events. Casual stresses lack of real or apparent premeditation or intent, as in a casual encounter with a stranger. Contingent suggests possibility of happening, but stresses uncertainty and dependence on other future events for existence or occurrence, as in the contingent effect of the proposed law. Next is the second form of the word accidental, noun, from 1651. 1. A non-essential property. 2a. A note foreign to a key indicated by a signature. And that is related to music. 2b. A prefixed sign indicating an accidental. Next is accident insurance, noun from 1851. Insurance against loss through accidental bodily injury to the insured. Next is accident prone. There's a dash between those two words. This is an adjective from 1926. 1. Having a greater than average number of accidents. 2. Having personality traits that predispose to accidents. Next we have accidie, A-C-C-I-D-I-E. This is a noun from 13th century, and the synonym is acedia, A-C-E-D-I-A. Last word is accipiter, A-C-C-I-P-I-T-E-R. This is a noun from 1828. Any of a genus, accipiter, of medium-sized forest-inhabiting hawks that have short, broad wings and a long tail and a characteristic flight pattern of several quick flaps and a glide. And with that, we will end this episode. Thank you for listening. I'm going to go make some hot tea so I can warm up my vocal cords. Thank you very much. Goodbye.